It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, that was it last night. On stage, Holidays in Paradise, downtown West Palm Beach, lighting up Big Sandy, the Christmas tree. The mayor flipped the switch because, you know, you have to be an elected official to actually have that duty. And Ferris, the new Ferris wheel downtown. It was great, though. It was a great event, great weather. And I think West Palm Beach did an awesome, awesome job. If you want to, even if you're in Broward or Miami, get up there and see it because it's great. They did a nice job with that.
Did you ride on Ferris?
No, not yet, but it's moving. So you can't see it from the perspective from like the stage. Tracy St. George from Sunny and I were looking at that thing. And then we went to go take some pictures of the Ferris wheel up close. That's the fastest Ferris wheel I've ever seen in my life.
Whoa.
You could get through that road to, and it's a giant one. You could get through it in like 20 seconds.
It's like a centrifuge.
I think the wind last night was from the Ferris wheel.
God, people are flying off.
They're not wasting time, so you'll get through that thing fast. It's great, though. Nice job. Very nice job. All right. Back to the news for a second. And by the way, welcome to Friday, the South Florida Morning Show. There's VJ filling in for Diener. Jen's at home. We got the Friday football picks in early online on the app and the Morning Show blog. Here's Karen. Well, I was never on the Kanye West camp. I was never on his side because I've always thought he's a lunatic. I just thought he was like, it was great that he was speaking. He was talking about Hollywood. But now I'm officially out. And so apparently so is Elon Musk. He's off Twitter.
Oh, he kicked him off.
He has been officially kicked off. When you've got Kanye doing an interview with Alex Jones.
Yes.
And he says things like this.
I see good things about Hitler also.
What? No.
What is he doing?
No, you're too dumb. You're too dumb to speak. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
He's an absolute... listen, everybody said he's crazy for a long time. But he was crazy, but somebody that knew the inner workings of, number one, the political world. Number two, the Hollywood entertainment world, too. So he was spilling the tea on all that stuff, which was interesting.
Well, he's genius in terms of his visions for fashion and music. But when you get him
great
talking
artist,
about
sure.
social issues and, oh my gosh, and Judaism.
Oh yeah, well, it got worse.
He's a train wreck.
Just kept on digging a hole and digging a hole. Oh, and he said this.
I love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value
wait
that they
it.
Brought to the table. Especially Hitler.
Oh, God.
So wait a minute. And it sounds like he's talking with something over his face.
No, that's just kind of him.
Oh, I thought he had a mask on.
Oh, I don't know. I don't care. He has a mask of dumbness. That's what he's got.
He's wearing some sort of a...
So that's the latest development on him. He's now officially been kicked off of Twitter, though. That was the result. Not necessarily that. It's been a bunch of different things. Elon Musk confirmed that. His account is suspended, which means one of the few... voice boxes he had left to spout his dumb opinions is gone for the most part because I don't think he's coming back. He tweeted in a post that featured a swastika.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, at some point, you know, you do it for attention. I get that. And he's just, you know, spouting his opinions. That's the dark side and the bad side of free speech. You know what I mean? And that's the stuff you can't allow on Twitter. But I think it bolsters Elon's case that people saying, oh, it's just a hellscape. Anybody can say anything. No.
No.
Here you have one of the biggest Twitter accounts in the world, and he suspended him.
I feel bad mostly for his children, especially for...
Oh, man.
Yeah. West, because... Or North, whatever her name is, Northwest. Because, first of all, this is an embarrassment, obviously.
Oh, it's awful.
And he's their father. And then also you have... The hereditary gene, you know, Kim Kardashian married him and had these children with him.
Well, that's true.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder,
I would
be scared if I was a child of someone like that.
As the children grow up, you do like a health, I mean, seriously, like
I
a yearly mental health check on
yes,
them? Why
I
not?
I need to get on a couch right away.
Oh, what a dope. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Anyway, to lighten that up, we got some good news coming up next. We'll talk about some more holiday stuff. Big Disney reversal.
Yes.
Well, I think this went on behind the scenes, and this is not just about your, you know, going to the parks, entertainment, maybe the holidays kind of stuff. With Bob 1.0 coming back, Bob Iger, I think there was a very big meeting happening with Ron DeSantis, because apparently the state's going to let them govern themselves again.
But also, they're not going to be getting into politics anymore.
So they say.
Is that this?
I think they're just going to be quieter about
it. What is Mickey Mouse doing in politics anyway?
Exactly. All right, we got that and a lot more to talk about coming up next. Welcome to Friday, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. All right, then more. A little over 10 minutes away. Bottom of the hour, News Talk 850 WFTL, the South Florida Morning Show. Welcome to Friday. Well, what a change this is, I think. And we can speculate. We'll never know for sure, but we can speculate. What went on behind this? A big reversal. Welcome, boys and girls, to Disney and the state of Florida. Because now, as opposed to what happened last year, Florida lawmakers are reportedly planning to let Disney govern itself again in the state.
Whoa!
Florida legislature voted in April, you might remember, here's a little recall, to dissolve Disney's 53-year-old status as a self-governing entity. This is after Bob Chapek, who just left unceremoniously, he opposed a new state law limiting the teaching of LGBTQ issues. Remember that whole thing about they were trying to say it was the Don't Say Gay Bill law?
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't the name at all. It was the Parental Rights and Education Law. Well, Financial Times has the story. State lawmakers in Tallahassee are now working on a compromise that would allow Disney to keep the old arrangement they had in place with a couple of modifications. Now, you might have heard Bob 1.0, Bob Iger, who's back now with the company. He had a big press conference, kind of like a teleconference with Disney employees the other day, and it sounded like they were going to be way less woke, at least in an attempt. This sounds to me now with this breaking news, I think there was some kind of conversation between Bob 1.0 and DeSantis.
Big time, because DeSantis is the one that said, oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh yeah? Well, we'll just take away your autonomy.
Exactly.
Dummy.
I think
they had no idea that could happen.
No. No one had ever challenged them before.
No.
So now, like, DeSantis is done with them. He's like, who else can I take on? Apple! That's who's in my target sight. This is a big deal, though. Because
it is.
It's like, if this says compromise, and, you know, somebody had said it to me, and then after that it was all over Twitter. I saw some videos of Bob Iger and that press conference he had with Disney employees. Teleconference, really. It was like an interview format. Town hall. It sounded like, he says, I don't want us to get involved in politics. And it sounded like they were just going to, like, delay it for a little while and calm it down a little bit.
Of course.
Because he's the guy, let's not forget, that hired and brought in all the woke executives. It wasn't Bob Chapek. That guy just took the heat.
But didn't you tell me that there are actual ratings for companies if they're not woke enough? Is it a scale of 1 to 10?
That's from BlackRock. That's ESG. One of the most important, one of the most damaging thing that's happening in the country right now, and hardly anybody knows about it. But you're going to know now. Because we'll have more on this coming up in about 10 minutes. The state of Florida, Jimmy Patronis. Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
The CFO. That's his title, right?
Yeah, CEO and CFO.
He just made a giant announcement yesterday that our state, Florida, is going to take billions of dollars in investment from the BlackRock company, an investment firm that if you got a 401k, it's involved with BlackRock somewhere. But the state's not going to invest with them anymore because they're the ones that came up with this ESG, which is a social credit rating for other companies.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where all the woke stuff's coming from. So they finance giant corporations. Let's just throw it out as an example, like Target, let's say, right? You wonder why all these Target ads are so woke? You walk in there and it's so, oh, my God, this forced diversity stuff. They're afraid of getting a bad woke rating.
Sure.
An ESG rating. That's where this is coming from. So the state, we're the first state in the union now to take our money out of BlackRock. It's a huge, huge story.
So there's an incentive to be woke.
Absolutely because, yeah, there is. There's a threat to be woke.
Threat and monetary. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Absolutely.
Especially, oh, wow. So you think everyone's 401k was associated with that. Now it's going to be diversified.
I don't know. Well, no, the state's own investment funds aren't going to be done with that. We'll have more on that story coming up in a little bit. But man. That's a huge
big deal.
Massive, massive deal. All right, more on the holiday stuff. We had the big tree lighting, as we said before, downtown West Palm Beach, Sandy the Christmas tree.
So were there lights on the tree, or was it?
I specifically looked at this for you because you asked the question. There are lights on the tree and projected on the tree.
Okay.
I did a Facebook Live thing. We can grab that video and look at that
perfect.
Later. But it's a good job. They did a really good job. And the good news is, and we heard this in weather from Katya a little while ago, it's going to be a drier weekend.
I'm so excited. Nice weather.
Oh, thank God.
It's going to be comfy. I love comfy. I'm all about comfy.
Comfy is good. All right, we got more on. We'll have that BlackRock story for you and the state's involvement with it and how we're taking billions away from this. It's a massive move. We'll talk about that coming up next, as well as the grossest thing I think any company has ever come out with. And somehow, some way, Lindsay Lohan is involved.
Oh, no.
Pepsi wants you to try something called Pilk. Put Pepsi in cereal.
No.
No is exactly right. Let's all say no to that.
No.
All right. We get that and a lot more, and it's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
TL.
Oh, doesn't that sound nice? Drier weather for the weekend. Still in the 80s, but man, does that make a difference. You can feel it today.
Yeah, it's going to be a little windier, though, so there is a small craft advisory. It's going to be a little bit rougher at the beach.
Mm.
But I love the wind. I don't mind it. Yeah, I don't mind it.
I think the win from last night was that Ferris wheel in downtown West Palm Beach. I'm telling you, it was moving. It's a great event, but it was fast.
Wow.
Anyway.
85 feet tall? I don't know. It's taller than the tree.
It's tall. I know that much. All right, the East South Florida Morning Show. Welcome to Friday. These News Talk 850 WFTL. We're just going to get this out of the way real quick before we get to some headlines. Tough day on 95. You just heard that in traffic. But man,
the gremlins are out. I mean, it's just like you're trying to run in 3 feet of water right now.
Just be prepared before you leave the house or if you're hitting it already. So it's 95 northbound?
95 is a mess northbound. First of all, you've got the fatal accident that happened at 4:30 northbound at Lantana Road.
Right.
It's all shut down. You'll be exited off at Lantana. You can rejoin at 6th Avenue South. But that's all under construction, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the backup is to Hypoluxo. Then if you get beyond that, you get up to where we are, trying to exit at 45th Street, a semi-tractor trailer. The back end of it started on fire, so there's two fire trucks blocking two right lanes on 95. You might want to just stick with the turnpike for the long haul.
Might as well.
And by the way, it's shut down on 95 because of a deadly accident. That takes a while to investigate that because of the fatality. You have to wait for the ME to get there, so it's going to be shut down for a while. Yeah. Don't take 95.
Absolutely. In other headlines, and this is a big one, and hopefully it picks up some steam because I want people to understand what ESG is. Jimmy Patronis right now, our Florida Chief Financial Officer, is doing an interview on Fox and Friends because he's all over the news. This is in the financial world was number one yesterday. Today it's becoming a mainstream headline because our state is divesting from the investment giant BlackRock. More on them in a second. It's becoming the latest state to pull assets from the firm over its ESG, environmental, social, and governance policies. Billions, $2 billion in assets we're pulling out of this thing.
Wow.
Patronis announced it yesterday. That's from the Treasury. It's a process that should be completed by year's end. This is happening quickly. He was out doing some media interviews earlier in the week saying, I think you may see some changes coming.
This is really interesting because if you look it up, Google says that it is the preeminent asset management firm and premier provider of investment management.
BlackRock
and they're
is,
pulling it out.
BlackRock is everywhere.
Wow.
They invest in everything. And if you've always wondered, it's like, what is going on with these woke corporations? Like they lose profits over this. People complain about it all the time. You know, all the forced agenda stuff. Why is that happening? Here's your answer, because they're afraid of getting a bad credit rating and an ESG score, something BlackRock made up, you know, from them themselves. That's where this comes from.
It's like the state prosecutor in Hillsborough County that, you know, DeSantis fired.
Yeah.
Same idea. He wouldn't follow the law. He was
right,
woke.
Exactly.
And he's now trying to sue him and said he was wrongly fired. No, you're not going to get that because you have to follow the law. You have to. Mm-hmm. You can't color outside the lines.
Here's more of what Patronis said. We'll have some audio from him coming up in a little bit later on in the show, but this is his quote from yesterday. Ready? Using Florida's cash to fund BlackRock's social engineering project isn't something we signed up for. So this is the state's funds,
mm-hmm.
you know, what they have in their coffers, and they invest it, you know, like anybody else would. Think of them as just like a large individual.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going through BlackRock anymore, and they have that power.
It's our money.
Right.
We can do what we want with it.
He says whether stakeholder capitalism or ESG standards are being pushed by BlackRock for ideological reasons or to develop social credit ratings, the effect is to avoid dealing with the messiness of democracy. He says, I think it's under, it's a major asset managers. It's their responsibility to use power to influence societal outcomes the right way, not with the way they've been doing it. This is a huge move.
It is very big. I mean, you can argue, well, you know, back in the day, the church influenced a lot of people. It's $1 billion,
right.
Especially the Catholic Church. But this is completely different where they have a rating on who's woke enough.
Yeah.
And Disney's now saying, oh, no, we're not going to be anymore because look what happened to them.
Isn't that interesting? Doesn't that tell you, too, that that's some kind of an arrangement that happened, some sort of a meeting that happened between Bob Iger coming in and Ron DeSantis that said, all right, well, if you behave and you stop pushing the ideological stuff, yeah, you can govern yourselves again.
That's right.
But that means it worked. If I'm DeSantis, I'm taking a victory lap over
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes.
Man.
He's the only one in the country doing it, though.
I know, for now, but now they see that it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the other states are that divested from BlackRock, but they said the latest state, the Fox Business Report, is the latest state to do it. I wonder who else did. I wonder if Texas did.
This is how
change happens with effective leadership.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Missouri.
Really?
Yeah. South Carolina, latest red state to divest.
There's a few of them.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Wow. How about that?
Usually Ron is the trailblazer. but that's all right.
I think this led to the whole thing and that whole decision, no matter what they tell you. That's why Bob Chapek is out at Disney. And that's a massive job to lose. That's why. It's because he got into the messiness of politics, didn't know how to stand up to either side.
Yes.
The woke folks in his own company were upset at him. And then, of course, everybody else was upset at him. That guy was squeezed in the middle.
Well, the big problem began when you had they said the Don't Say Gay bill. And,
right.
You know, it was actually the parental rights bill.
Right.
And Disney was supporting, saying that the governor was way off. And the governor said, I don't think so.
So now you got Bob Iger coming back saying, hey, we're going to calm things down a little bit.
Boy.
We're going to go back to selling Mickey Pops. That's about it.
But Disney's all about children and parents. Are they not looking at the room?
That's why companies like BlackRock made it ideological to get to them early.
It seems so dumb.
It's a social agenda. But now that finally people are becoming aware of it. I don't know. Pretty interesting. Well, here's an idea that should never take off. Pepsi wants you to try something called Pilk.
Oh, my God.
Pepsi plus milk.
No. It curdles my mind.
You think that sounds gross? You're right. Pretty big cult following online, though. Apparently, they've got a commercial out and everything on it. You know who the spokesperson is? Lindsay Lohan. Speaking of gross.
Oh, my God. You did not.
Pepsi just launched a new ad campaign where they're trying to get more people to try it. Pepsi mixed in with milk. I guess it's a new ad revenue thing. I don't know. Would you like to hear the commercial?
Sure.
Here she is.
Ooh, naughty. Pepsi and milk. Pilk. That is one dirty soda.
Ew! Gross! Food trends that should never happen.
She's like a mean girl with milk. I'll tell you, that is wrong. Isn't there some drinks, though, you put soda into ice cream?
Yes, if you're a lunatic. No, that's like a root beer float, I guess, right? Yeah, but that's not this.
And then you've got sugar on the cereal. Oh, God. Whoa. Just give me insulin immediately.
They're doing a sweepstakes, too. Of course, there's a contest and promotion attached to everything these days. An ad campaign with Lindsay Lohan. If you post a photo or video of yourself enjoying some Pilk and cookies between now and Christmas, because, of course, this is the new holiday flavor.
Oh, my God.
You'll be entered to win a drawing to win holiday cash. 25 people get $1,000 each. This sounds like so low rent. I'm sorry.
You know why? Because Diet Coke and Coke just beats Pepsi's ass. So it's like, we got to do something. Okay, let's mix it with milk. That'll do it. Oh, my God. Throw some money in there, too. And Lindsay Lohan.
All right, well, what's worse? Pilk or the new Harry and Meghan trailer that Netflix dropped yesterday? Did you see this thing?
I did.
Boy, are they self-centered. But just before we even get into this coming up next in the next segment, how big is this series going to be? Will it be huge?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
We got that, some other headlines to talk about, too. And why is Kanye off Twitter? For a good reason. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. All right. That at top of the hour and a lot more. Bring you top of the hour news, Karen. News Talk 850 WFTL. The South Florida Morning Show. Look at a Friday. He's one of those athletes, too, that things are only going to get worse when he's out of the game. And he's been suspended multiple times. Basically ruined the Patriots in 2019. He was there for one game. And then he had the assault charge against him. And they had to cut him. Brady was all ticked off. That led to just another straw that broke the camel's back in New England. Goes to Tampa. Brady helps him. Takes him into his house. And then he screws up. They win the championship. Next year, he starts acting like Antonio Brown again. And then turns his back on Brady. Yeah. It starts digging at him. And he'll probably do the same thing through this. Somehow this would be Tom Brady's fault. He will.
Yeah, the one game he played with the Patriots, he took the microphone away from Belichick and he said, I'm going to let you play.
I'm going to let you finish. Speaking of Kanye.
Man.
What an absolute dope. We'll start with the news story first. He has been banned off of Twitter. And I think this actually bolsters Elon's case where he said he's fought back against the narrative and he said, no, this is not just going to be a free-for-all. I support free speech, but you can't say hateful things, can't say damaging things. So Elon Musk has confirmed that Kanye West's Twitter account has been suspended.
Oh, boy.
This, as the rapper known as Ye, tweeted in a post that featured a swastika.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, it went viral and reappeared. After he appeared on Alex Jones's InfoWars show. Okay, so you pair these two together, which I'm sure got millions and millions of hits and downloads and listens and views and all that other crap. But it also may really truly spell the end of Kanye West, because he says things like this.
I see good things about Hitler also.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I know this is tough to believe, it got worse.
I love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
Oh, there it is. He did it again. You can't.
Well, now Hitler did bring the Volkswagen, which is what Alyssa Milano then bought when she got rid of her Tesla because of Elon Musk.
He's beyond just a loon. I mean, you got to be really, really just flat out stupid to not realize what kind of backlash this is going to get. And it goes beyond just a marketing thing. Obviously, he's a hype artist trying to keep his name out there, trying to get more clicks, more attention. Even, you know, all attention is good according to celebrities,
no.
even negative, even bad publicity is good. But this goes into a whole different territory where you've got even people who supported him throughout his entire career are like, no, just stop talking.
He can't unring the bell, though. It's done. You can't say, well, I'm sorry, like, you know, Roseanne Barr that she tweeted something horrible.
There's no coming back from it.
You can't say, oh, I'm sorry, it was like, I just wasn't thinking. No, he's thinking this through, and he's still doing it.
Exactly. It was intentionally saying something like this and moving on. So that's why he's been suspended from Twitter. There's no helping the guy. And it's, you know what? It's really kind of a shame because there's somebody that was willing to talk and expose all the dirty secrets. This guy has the connections, too. The entertainment world and the political world, and he knows where all the skeletons are.
And the fashion world.
And the fashion world, yeah. All combined into one, and yet he's dumb and a lunatic. So it doesn't help anybody.
Right.
So he's just done.
Look what he did to Trump. I mean, anyone in his orbit just gets totally screwed. You do anything with Kanye and you get sucked into this vortex of, he's like Tanya Harding.
Yeah, but which is...
You get anywhere around her and you become, it's just a nightmare.
Which is why it was a massive mistake even for Trump to even be anywhere near him, especially recently. Maybe at the beginning, maybe a couple of years ago, fine, whatever, because Kanye is still very influential, you know, in certain communities. But for Trump, the whole Thanksgiving thing,
yeah,
that was an unforced error that he didn't need to do.
Yeah, well, he showed up at his house, and then so if he didn't let him in, then he'd be racist. And who knows what he was thinking, but at least know your audience, Trump, who these people are. Oh, my gosh. And then apparently he says to, what's his name, Fuentes? He gets me. But he didn't know who he was?
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
He gets me? Oh, my gosh.
I'm so tired of the dumb celebrities. I really am. Speaking of, let me ask you, how big is this going to be? Netflix released the trailer for the Harry and Meghan. It's going to be a series. They released it yesterday. You want to talk about self-centered and not knowing your audience.
Why did you want to make this documentary?
No one sees what's happening behind closed doors. I had to do everything I could to protect my family.
When the stakes are this high, does it make more sense to hear our story from us?
No, it doesn't. I'm going to do everything I can to protect my family. So I'm going to... You talk about somebody that ruined a golden parachute that he had. He wasn't even the responsible guy who had to be king. He had the best life of all. He was living the life. He had no responsibility. Remember, it wasn't that long ago, he was actually the cool royal that everybody loved. And he gets hooked up with her and she ruined him.
And they have to keep working to make money. They're like schlepping. But yesterday, Kate and William are in Boston and that's their Super Bowl. And these two said that this is the halftime of their Super Bowl, them dropping this trailer.
Oh, God.
So it's a deliberate attempt to derail.
To take their shine away?
Yes. Yes. That's how...
This is going to... I think it's going to be a massive thing. And I don't blame Netflix for putting it out there at all. Because it's going to be... I think it's going to get great ratings for them. And it's going to get a lot of hits.
But you can't call it reality TV, according to Megan. I don't know what the hell it is. Because they had cameras following them. I think they even followed them when they went back for the Jubilee.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really did.
So, anyway... It's just all a way to make money because they left the golden goose, as you said, and now they have to make their own money over here.
No one will ever understand Harry.
No.
Who now we call Harry Markle because she wears the pants in that family.
Well, Kate and William are the real royals.
He had it absolutely made.
He did.
And he blew it.
I think he's happy. I think he would be lost without her. I think they're forever together.
I have a different theory. I think he's afraid. He's afraid of her, that she's going to beat him. And he's afraid to escape and go back to the royals. And now that his mom's gone, the grandma's gone, it's too late.
Right. Everything's changed. And you know what? Charles is not going to look favorably on them anymore. I think he's done with them.
And he should be, to be honest with you.
It was either Philip or Charles that she was insinuating asked what color the skin would be of the baby.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they're coming up with this whole racism thing. And again, while... the king the future king and future queen are in town in the States.
Yep,
it's why they're launching this thing against
them. It's their Super Bowl halftime.
They're the worst kids of all time, I'm telling you. All right, we got more headlines coming up next. We got to get to this. We got a Florida sheriff cracking down on school policy. And what he said was absolutely amazing. And he announced it before the entire school district.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great.
Can't wait.
It's Volusia County. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.